Like last summer, killed out of bed back there. We didn't have any strawberries this year.
We're talking about fruits. That hard inside part of the cherry, mm-hmm. What would you call that?
Pit.
Yeah. Well, what about the hard part of the peach?
Same thing, pit. Seed.
You know, I don't know if you have around here, but some of the peaches, the meat is real tight against the seed.
Yeah. Clean peach, and then you have free stone, where the stone, the seed turn loose.
What about that part of the apple, you know, that's...
The core?
Yeah. Heard people eating the core?
Yeah. Some apples don't have any core much, and some have a lot. Yeah. It's where the core is where the seed is produced.
Well, say, have you ever heard of people taking slices of apples or peaches and letting them dry in the
sun? Yeah, dried peaches, dried apples, dried lots of them.
What are they used for?
Usually they use them in making half moon pie. And then of course they use them in making fruit pie. I like them in half moon pie.
What about different kinds of melons in this part of the country?
This is not too good a melon growing country right here, but now south of us, they grow some pretty good melons. Watermelons, and over around Oak, that's supposed to be the top melon producing section in the United States.
Is that right? At Hope?
Yeah. They grow the biggest melon.
What is it?
So I'm over 100 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gosh. I wonder what it is about Hope that...
Soil.
Really?
Yeah. I imagine they're in trouble this year. It's just turned off some dry. However, I see a good many pastures.
Well, do you have different colored meats?
Yeah, yellow and red.
Do you know if there's any way of telling what kind of color it is without cutting into it?
Some of these people can. I couldn't. Some of them are able to recognize the yellow meat. I heard some people yesterday point the yellow meat. Well, this is certain melon of yellow meat. It did have a different colored skin, but I don't know which is which.
Have you ever seen these, talking about maybe a different type of melon than a watermelon, do you have a smaller type that,
Mushmelon, yeah. Cantaloupe. Mm-hmm.
Those grow around here?
Yeah, they grow something. I like watermelon.
I see. Do you ever see these things, sometimes they grow wild in people's yards, they kind of look like an open umbrella, got a slender stalk, and then it's round and spread out at the top. They're not very big, most of them about like that.
Now that could be garlic, or it could be pomegranate.
Mm-hmm. What about, what I had in mind was mushroom. Do you ever see those growing around much?
They don't grow any real mushrooms. There's a good many toadstools.
Excuse me. Is there a difference?
Yeah. Toadstool, they kill you if you eat it.
Oh, really?
Mushroom won't. It's not a part. The toadstools out there on those trees.
How can you tell the difference?
I wouldn't be able to tell the
difference. Just leave them alone then.
I'd leave them alone.